Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Hello. Good morning to you. 833-563-2539 if you'd like to call in and join in this conversation. This guy accidentally threw away his life savings.
How does that even happen? Like, virtually?
Yeah, no. He did it physically. He threw away $23,000 in savings. Somehow it was recovered in a recycling facility. The man accidentally tossed the $23,000 into a recycling bin. And thank goodness he was reunited with it, because like I mentioned, it's his life savings. This happened on Saturday. A worker at a recycling facility spotted a shoebox stuffed with money. Someone saw the box as they were sorting through in the line, and they recovered all of the money except for like $320. So I would say this little $5 or five-finger finder's fee.
This guy should be the dummy of the day, because who keeps their life savings in a shoebox?
I don't know, and that's the thing. Some people don't trust banks. I'm not saying they're the greatest, but I'd still put it somewhere than in my mattress or at home. I'm wondering at 833-563-2539, maybe not $23,000 in savings, but I think we've all had something that accidentally got thrown away. Now, maybe it was worth a lot. Maybe it was just like no big deal. The one thing that is traumatic, and I still hold it against my mom when I was a child, and I'm sorry, Mom, if you hear this, but I still have a hard time forgiving you, is he's a baseball player. I grew up in Michigan, so I'm a Detroit Tigers fan, and he's a legend. His name is Alan Trammell. I got to meet him actually at a Walmart. I had my baseball glove on me, so I'm like, will you sign my glove, Mr. Trammell? He did, and I never used it to play baseball again. I just kept the autographed glove. Well, my mom was cleaning my room one day. I think it was like I was on vacation like with some friends for the summer when I was in high school, like summer break, and she proceeded to clean my room, which is fine because it was a mess, but she's like, oh, you don't need all these baseball gloves, because I had like three or four baseball gloves. So she kept one of them, and yeah, the one that she threw out was an older one, which was the autographed Alan Trammell baseball glove.
You hate to see it.
Mom! And by the time I even realized what happened, like the garbage had been picked up, there was no way that I was going to be reunited with my Alan Trammell autographed baseball glove.
I bet you are absolutely devastated.
I am. I still hate my mom for it.
Oh my God.
No, I'm kidding, but it really, I'm like, no! How could you throw that away? And at least that wasn't my fault, but what accidentally got thrown away? And was there an actual, like, reunion? Did you find it at Goodwill if maybe your significant other took it there?
So I actually threw something away. It was my freshman year of college. It was like this second week of school. And I had a huge, huge crush on this guy. Mm-hmm. And we ended up walking out of like the big student cafeteria together at the same time. And I was blushing so hard, so distracted. And I had my empty sushi container in my hand. And I go and I throw the container away. And then I continue to walk to my class with him. And I like this guy so much. And then we part ways for class. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I wonder if he's going to text me. I look for my phone and I'm like, oh my gosh. I look in my backpack pockets. I'm like, oh no, oh no. I sprint back to the cafeteria and I'm like, I threw my phone away with my sushi container, my brand new iPhone. I am in there.
That is so live, by the way.
It's
on point.
I get gloves from the janitor, and I am digging through the trash in this college cafeteria hall. My sister's a senior in college with all of her fraternity and sorority friends. Like, what is your sister doing? I'm ripping open trash bags, looking through all of them to
did
find
you have
my
anybody,
phone
like,
with the janitor.
Did you have anybody call you? Like, if your ringer was on, you should be like, hey, call my
yes,
phone.
Yes, I had random people. I was going up to them. I was like, please call my phone. Please call my phone. They thought I was like a maniac.
Could you hear it in the garbage bag?
No, it was already on its way to the incinerator.
Wait, you lost your phone?
I lost my phone.
Oh, I thought you were going to give us a reunited
story. There was no reunion. No reunion at all. And so I will never know if that boy texted me that day.
Maybe that's your soulmate that got away and now you're stuck with Jewel Daddy.
No, I'm just kidding. We dated for 2.5 years on and off. Okay, it still didn't work out, but it's fine.
All right. 833-563-2539. What accidentally got thrown away? Was it valuable? Was it sentimental? And did you actually get a reunion? I honestly thought Liv for a second there was going to give us an awesome update, but just tragedy.
Tragic.
Can you hear me now? Oh, no, you can't because my phone's burning up. Okay. Natalie, hey, thank you for calling into Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What happened with you? You were separated for something.
Okay, so I didn't actually throw something away, but I was in Italy back in February, and we were like 5 minutes away from getting on a train from Venice to Rome.
Mm-hmm.
And I dig in my purse, couldn't find my phone, and I was like, holy crap, where did I leave my phone? So I thought it was like somewhere in the train station because we just gotten something to eat for the ride. and I'm like freaking out, panicking. I just bought a new phone. It wasn't on my insurance yet. So my friend that I was with actually called the taxi service from her phone, and we didn't take an Uber because it was way more expensive over in Italy. So she ended up calling the taxi service back and said, told them that we thought we left a phone in the car. So they somehow found the guy who drove us from our Airbnb to the train station. And I'm like crying, freaking out. There's a language barrier. It's hard to talk to people. So I'm outside just looking on the ground like maybe I dropped it. All of a sudden I look up and our taxi driver is like sprinting to me with his phone or with my phone in his hand.
That is insane.
I gave him the biggest hug. I was bawling my eyes out. That was not a phone call I wanted to make to my mom saying I lost my phone when I was in Italy. It was so crazy.
Wow, that is so cool though, Natalie. I'm glad that it got reunited, but can you imagine the panic of that, Liv? You're in another country, you don't really speak the language, there's a bit of a barrier, mm-hmm. and your main communication device has been left behind.
My friend, one of my sorority sisters, lost her cell phone, passport, and wallet on her last day in France when she was studying abroad.
Really?
Yep, she had to go to the French embassy, but it got it all worked out. Or the wow. American embassy in France.
Hey, good morning, who's this?
Shauna.
Hey, what happened, Shauna? What got accidentally tossed out?
I threw out at work, accidentally, a $5,000 check. And I didn't want to have to contact the people or admit to my boss that I had accidentally done this. So I worked downtown, and I didn't have to, but I was so determined. I actually dumpster dove in an alley downtown, and I got every trash bag out of a dumpster in an alley downtown. I was pretty much in the dumpster. It was 100 degrees. I pulled every bag out of this disgusting dumpster and searched the entire thing, and I found my Thursday's trash, but I never Friday's trash.
Oh, and no.
Even the homeless people were looking at me like I was crazy. I mean, it was awful.
So did you eventually have to say, hey, something happened with this check?
Yeah, I never found it. And so I called the guy, and he was really nice, and he reissued it, and it was fine. But it was bad. I've never dumpster dove before. It was not a good day.
Yeah, I'd hope not. But the lengths you will go for your job, I mean, good for you. That is called motivation.
Right? I was bright red. I was sweating. I was disgusting. I had to go back to work for the rest of the day.
No, you go home and shower after you dumpster dive. You're doing this all wrong. Hey, thank you so much for calling in to Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.